This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in. We'll give you our numbers and the Skype here in moments. You can bring up anything that you want. Joining you in the studio this evening, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, how did Uber end up making New York's cabs nicer? The Foundation for Economic Education has a story about that. But I actually found a really interesting piece from FairObserver.com and Michael Bassett about North Korea. We've covered North Korea a lot. Off and on, I guess, morally. More off, but every now and then.
I think it's an obsession of yours.
I wouldn't say it's an obsession, but I'm fascinated by it. I think that it is one of the most closed states in the world. It is hard to get information out of North Korea. It's hard to get whatever information comes out of North Korea. It's hard to get accurate information because there's basically no independent media there. It's all state-run media. It's all very, very state-controlled. Everything about North Korea is state-controlled. They, of course, were just absolutely renowned in a negative way, infamous, I guess, for starving their people in the 1990s. And also, just restricting any kind of trade, restricting all kinds of things, deciding everything for the people in that country and essentially not letting them leave and not letting hardly anyone come in. Anyone that would come in would have to go on a special government-approved tour. So you don't just get to show up in Pyongyang and go where you want. You are, basically housed in a hotel that the government runs, and they when you go out with a government tour guide, and you go where they say you can go. So it's just fascinating to watch it. Vice has been reporting from North Korea for the last several years. They actually took Dennis Rodman over there once, which was a particularly entertaining episode. But
he seemed to really like it, because he's been back.
That's true. And I guess that means that North Korea liked it, because if they didn't, they would have probably put him in a prison camp the second time around. Which is one of the other things that they're renowned for, is, putting people in prison camps. In fact, putting, family members of people who've committed alleged crimes in North Korea into prison camps. So even if you didn't do anything, Rich Paul, if your mother, for instance, committed some sort of criminal act in North Korea, they might put you in the prison camp as well as her husband and any siblings you might have. They'll just punish the entire family. So, for instance, if someone attempts to escape from North Korea, one of the punishments is that the family of that person may end up in a prison labor camp. So there's some serious issues with this particular country, and we don't know where North Korea ranks on the rankings of the economic freedom of the world, because there's no data that you can pull out of it. Mark, we've talked about the economic freedom rankings here on Free Talk Live over many years, and have watched the position of the United States drop from the top 10 to now between 11 and 20. So they're in the second tier,
depending on which one of the charts you read. Yeah,
but on both charts, it's below 10.
Below 10. Right.
There's two big charts. One of them is the Heritage Foundation. The other one is Cato, I believe, and the Fraser Institute. And the United States is somewhere around 16 to 20, I think, on both of those, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I think that's the numbers are similar.
So, that's been interesting, and, to look at the rest of the countries in the world. But North Korea is one of the few countries that doesn't appear on that particular list, because whatever data you get from North Korea is all questionable. You have no way to know whether it's accurate, if they even give out any data whatsoever at all. So, with all of that in mind, I found this story, which is entitled, How Kim Jong-un is Liberating North Korea, to be very, you know, contradictory to what the normal news media says about North Korea. North Korea under Kim Jong-un is presumed to be an extension of the rule of his father and his grandfather.
Kim Jong-il.
Right. And Kim Il-sung. You know, that he's an extension of them. But this guy, Michael Bassett, says that's not necessarily the case. So I'm just going to share with you here from fairobserver.com, and then you can join us with our toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Not that you've been to North Korea, because odds are good you have not, if you're listening to this, just simply based on the fact that hardly anyone is allowed to go to that place. But maybe that's changing, as you will find out here in this story. So, Swiss educated reformer Kim Jong-un is liberating North Korea by proliferating a capitalist, knowledge-based economy. That's the summary of this piece. When Kim Jong-il died, speculation ran awry that North Korea would either collapse or be taken over by hardliners. Analysts watched doggedly as the young marshal, Kim Jong-un, emplaced a gang of seven in power, a gang whom his father had not recommended in the Sixth Party Central Committee plenum. Kim Jong-un's affinity for these technocrats was temporary. That nearly all have been banished, purged, or killed begs inquiry of the method to his madness.
It makes you wonder, just the whole idea. Did this go on a lot in, say, you know, city-states of old?
What's that, killing the advisors or whatever?
Yeah, that kind of thing. I mean,
kings were pretty notorious for having their advisors killed when they were wrong. It was always a dangerous business working for kings and emperors.
The kings we hear about are notorious because they are sort of deviations in the sense that usually they go insane from some illness or something like that. Many times, you know, kings ran it as kings and princes ran their principalities and kingdoms as family businesses. So, yes, I will agree with you that there's so many notable instances of advisors having their heads lopped off, but I kind of feel like it might have been the something unusual. Maybe I'm wrong.
That I don't know. Of course, you are right that you're only exposed to kings that are extraordinary in some way. You're
right.
Very rarely exposed to benign kings because they're not very interesting.
They're not interesting at all, no.
So, as I will show, writes Bassett, Kim Jong-un has defied all predictions and permanently changed the trajectory of North Korea. During his 3 years of Confucian mourning, the young marshal acted like a force of nature, obsessively restructuring the basic tenets of reality in North Korea's foundational doctrine. Jang Jin-sung correctly argues that Kim Jong-un executed his own uncle. Remember that story?
Yes. Mm-hmm. With, like, a missile attack or something.
I don't remember what the method was, but, yeah, it made headlines.
Yeah, I think he hit him with, like, the equivalent of a Stinger missile or something, which is, you know, you got to be really cheesed off at somebody to, you know, shoot him with an anti-tank missile.
So, I remember we talked about that at the time, and the claim by another analyst, Jang Jin-sung, is that it was for trying to sell off state resources, that was the punishment was death for his uncle because of that. In other words, North Korea's sovereignty. But later misinterpreted the rationale of his measures. The rest of the world largely misread the reason for his uncle's execution. And to make matters worse, Jang Jin-sung published a book propagating that Kim Jong-un was secretly governed by the Organization and Guidance Department. This hypothesis fell short of explaining the radical changes he's imposed, and it lacks an explanation for the purges and executions that he's committed. We must consider the possibility that Kim Jong-un has been purging anti-reform hardliners. To understand the method to Kim's madness, we must look at what Kim Jong-un has actually done and reflect critically over Jang Jin-sung's hypothesis. To claim that a secret organization is implementing structural changes fails to account for the fact that changes are stripping themselves of power and spreading it across the board in a more democratic manner. It's more likely that Kim Jong-un is not a false figurehead, but instead has total control and is a reformer.
Hold on. So how do you spread it across the board in a democratic manner when you're not getting votes from the people? I mean, you can, I assume, a more egalitarian manner, a more, a democratic doesn't sound right to me because they don't have democratic elections. You don't know what the people think necessarily, although you can probably guess that they want, you know, bread and circuses.
He's going to get into specific examples of what Kim Jong-un has actually done, which I was shocked and surprised by a lot of these. The first one here, and I agree with you, Mark, maybe they're not democratic necessarily, but, you know, we'll get your interpretation as we go along here. One of them,
maybe
apparently,
centralist is the word they were looking
maybe
for.
Maybe. In one case, he removed his grandfather from the country's currency. Which, if you think about...
That's nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about North Korea, that is an insane thing to do, given that this man is... The grandfather is looked at as a god. It's Free Talk Live.
New fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Is Kim Jong-un actually liberating North Korea? That is what the author over at Fair Observer is claiming. And he cites a lot of really, I would say, surprising examples, headlines that I have not seen. Normally when you see headlines about North Korea, it's about some crazy thing that's, you know, going on over there, like Kim Jong-un executing his own uncle, for instance. And they even address that here in the story from fairobserver.com. We'll continue. One of the real shockers is that the first thing in this list that I think is pretty surprising is that Kim Jong-un had his own grandfather removed from the country's currency.
Now, that's really important when you consider that Kim Il-sung is essentially revered as a god there.
That's correct.
Was the portrait replaced with another person? And
good
so,
question.
Who?
I did look into it. So a lot of these claims, these the things that I'll be saying from this article, he links to the his sources when he makes these claims. So he links to a story from The Guardian over at TheGuardian.com. And sure enough, Rich, he did not replace it with another person. The new bill, that is the 5,000 won note, Kim Il-sung's likeness has been deleted and has been replaced by an image of the house at Mankyungdae, where official propaganda says Kim was born, and the back contains an image of the International Friendship Exhibition at Mount Mohang. So, no, not another individual.
Interesting. Yeah. See, I would interpret that as an attempt to start downplaying the cult of personality, which has always been built around North Korean, or since the communist takeover, has been built around North Korean leaders.
He should have put a unicorn on there.
Well, Mark, I think this is a step in the right direction, regardless of no unicorns. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You do know that Pyongyang was considered, declared by North Korea to be the home of the unicorn, right?
Was it that did they claim that Kim Il-sung had been gifted a unicorn at some point, or that's where
they had found a unicorn cave, I believe, in Pyongyang.
Okay.
And this is important because apparently, people in South Korea, they've got the unicorns.
Sorry about that. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. No, I didn't recall that at all. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. By the way, I want to let you know about ProXPN. That is a great way to protect yourself online. It is encrypting your internet connection. That's what ProXPN does for you. And it does it on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and you can do it with Linux, too. Support's real easy. Go to proxpn.com. You can get started there. And use our discount code FTL50. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, and 50, as in 50% off. And that's 50% off the regular monthly price when you order the annual plan. So go to proxpn.com, get started there. They do not keep logs of your internet activities over at ProXPN. So there's all kinds of reasons to use them, plus the great price over at proxpn.com with code FTL50. We'll continue with more about Kim Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Maybe. There's a lot of Kims.
Yes, there are.
And is he liberating North Korea? That is what Michael Bassett, who is the Veterans Chair of the Young Professionals in Foreign Policy, a North Korean analyst for the Asia Institute, has to say. And he's going to make a really strong-sounding case here. You're certainly welcome to tell us how you feel about it. Let's go to the phones first, though, to Skype with Michael on the line. Calling from where? I don't know. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm in Massachusetts right now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. go ahead.
So, I'm calling you guys tonight. I just wanted to bring up a topic that's kind of personal to me. About a week before Thanksgiving break, Ben Stone, the bad Quaker, a very influential figure in my life, from getting from a constitutionalist to a full-on anarchist, came out with a press release saying that he's retiring from public speaking. Excuse me. Because he has a neurodegenerative disease with dementia-like symptoms. Therefore, he wanted to spend the rest of his time with his family, which is completely understandable.
Yeah, Ben's a really talented, or was a very talented talk show host. He's hosted his own show, the Bad Quaker podcast. He was also a co-host on Michael Dean's Freedom Fiends.
He's
program.
Co-hosted with us sort of briefly at like some events and that sort of thing.
Yeah, really, really intelligent, well-read kind of guy. I've enjoyed the few interactions that I've had with him. He actually produced an episode of a show here from this studio once after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So, and he's retired once before, but then started up again. And so I guess this is his second retirement, maybe for real this time.
Yeah, what I like about him is his he's both gentle and stern at the same time, and to be able to keep that balance is incredibly difficult for a man. I don't know about women. I've never had tried to be one. But I will say that...
I've seen you with a wig on.
that much is true.
I've seen him wig out.
Yeah. So, Michael, you were just calling to give your accolades to Ben. Is that...
Yeah, essentially. So, I've only shared a short interaction with him, but I feel like I've known him for so long because I've listened to hours and hours and hours of podcasts. And,
you do know him.
It's a one-sided relationship. Right.
Yeah,
I know
true.
Him, but he doesn't know me. So the one time we did meet, Porkfest 2 years ago, we had a chance to talk for about a half an hour. That was like it was very important to me. I'm glad to have met the man. And essentially, like, if he's listening right now, Ben, I love you and, I appreciate everything you've done and all you taught me.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate your call tonight. Very nice things to say there about Ben Stone, the Bad Quaker. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I presume he's going to continue to have his product online for folks to download.
Yes.
But just will cease creating new episodes because there's a real wealth of information there in the Bad Quaker podcast. Let's go.
So I'm a Quaker. I'd like to point out that there's nothing bad about him as a Quaker. Having I am one, and I've listened to his.
Well, isn't the reason he calls himself
a pacifist?
No, and I believe that's why he calls himself a Bad Quaker, right?
Well, nobody's a pacifist. As a Quaker, there's no such thing as pacifism. You can be against states going to war with each other, but that's really where it ends.
No, pacifism is the entire rejection of the even defensive force.
Yeah, an example is the Amish, who are full pacifist and will, in theory, will die before they will let you kill them before they defend themselves against you. Now, I would strongly question the wisdom of doing this, but there are people who will do that.
If you raise your hand to prevent a blow from landing upon your head,
that would
you
disqualify
are
you from
no
being
longer
a pacifist.
That's this
correct.
Is it's contrary to human,
No doubt, it's contrary, but there are people
it
who...
It would involve incredible self-discipline, but I would... I mean, there have been videos of Gandhi, for example, with waves of Indians who were marching up to British soldiers who had pole arms, and the British soldiers would not knock them out, and these Indian women would run out and clear the bodies away so they didn't
I'm familiar with the
pile
salt march.
Up, and it's amazing.
I'm familiar with the Salt March, and it's an amazing story. He used it for political purposes, and that's, to me, somewhat different than Quaker pacifism. Quaker pacifism is based on theology, the suggestion that God will do what he will in this circumstance. And so that is a different... you're coming
but
at it from a different
angle. You can't say pacifism doesn't exist.
Why look both ways before you cross the street with that attitude? I would contend that looking both ways before you cross the street is contrary to Quaker pacifism, and I'm a Quaker.
Well, we were just talking about pacifism, period.
I would generally disagree, though.
Hold that
I don't
thought.
Know what Quaker
855,
does.
450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, you can join us here. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. North Korea, is it actually being liberated by Kim Jong-un? That is the case being made here by Michael Bassett over at fairobserver.com. He's an analyst for 361 Security and the Asia Institute. We will get back into that because there's some really interesting claims, and they are all backed up by links to news headlines that, you know, we hadn't heard about here on Free Talk Live. I find it very, very interesting. It's a kind of a counterclaim to the typical news media viewpoint on Kim Jong-un, and that, of course, is that he's a dictator in the same vein as his father and his grandfather before him.
Oh, I think that he's considered more laughable than even his father.
Well, he certainly is tubby and funny-looking, but, you know, as far as his laughability is concerned, after you hear some of the things he's done, you might take him a little bit more seriously. But we were talking about pacifism, and I want to get back into that. However, Richard is on the line in Mojave Valley, Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Howdy.
Hi there.
I just wanted to know, I was listening to a different talk show in the middle of the night, a few months ago, earlier this year. And the guy that was hosting that show, came up with a Kim Jong-il story that said he arranged for some kind of a catered table outside of a big cage, and he had another family member eaten by dogs while he watched. And I was thinking that was kind of a tough thing to take, and is there any way for you guys to verify that?
And this was Kim Jong-un?
I don't know if it's Un or Eel or whatever they call him.
Yeah, his dad's name's Eel.
His dad's dead now. So, I mean, was this a news story, like a recent headline, or was it something that was from a long time ago?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was saying. I was listening to it was a talk show, and somehow they got on the subject of North Korea.
Gotcha.
And they indicated that particular guy had used that method of getting rid of a family member because...
Maybe that was the one. Maybe that's how he got rid of his uncle, was mad dogs. I don't know.
I don't think so. I remember the missile.
Thanks, Richard. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what show it was. I would say hit Google up and see what it can tell you. We can Google it, too. Just
NBC News says Kim Jong-un's executed uncle was eaten alive by 120 hungry dogs.
There you go. So it was dogs. Yeah. All right. There you go. It was his uncle, Richard. Thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, you know, by no means is Kim Jong-un, you know, some sort of liberty-loving person. He's still definitely, you know, a man who is basically a dictator over a country. But is he preferable to his father and his grandfather before him? And some of the things he's done here are pretty interesting. We'll continue that discussion.
Now, there's a thought experiment here which is interesting, which is you have taken over, say you are Kim Jong-do.
I wake up tomorrow morning and all of a sudden I'm
wake
Kim
up
Jong-do.
Tomorrow. King Jong-do.
Okay.
The next one.
Gotcha.
Undo. So you wake up and you're in charge of North Korea. You're dealing with the people who have been completely demoralized.
Brainwashed.
Who are expecting to have a god leading them, and you are the liberty-loving person that you are. Now, the experiment is, can you get this country to liberty without getting lynched, or having it break down into complete chaos? And
how do you do that is
a fascinating question to me, because I don't know the answer. And we're dealing with a less severe version of that in the United States. There's a lot of people who are really dependent on the system.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get them off exactly.
Well, I mean, one of the classic questions is, if you could press a button and make the government disappear tomorrow, would you do it? And I would say yes to that question, simply because, you know, it's ridiculous. It's never going to happen. But if I could, I would want to do that. So the question is, how quickly could you accomplish this realistically in a place where all this brainwashing has been in place for a long time?
I think that if somebody hit that button, that the result would be a bloodbath.
It could be.
At first. Now, there would basically a bloodbath that weeded out a lot of the violent people, and the people who are predisposed to violence. I think a lot of them would get killed. I think you'd also end up with a lot of people arming themselves as fast as they could, which would be a great thing. But all in all, I think there's a softer landing for the concept of government, because if you go through it from an agorist point of view and you build up the institutions that will replace government before government goes away, then I think you can avert that bloodbath and have a much more peaceful transition.
Well, one of the things that they do talk about, that the author here talks about in the story about North Korea and Kim Jong-un, is the marketplaces that have sprung up. All of which are illegal, basically. You're not really legally allowed to buy and sell things openly like they are. But they're being ignored by Kim Jong-un, so not officially sanctioned, but also not cracked down upon. We'll get into that here in a moment. So we are seeing agorist level outside the system kind of trading going on.
And being tolerated, which is very interesting. So he may have the same idea about how transition works,
maybe,
or could work as the agorist.
Well, you know, and they don't mention this in the story, but Kim Jong-un did go to college, I believe, in Europe somewhere.
It was England.
Switzerland or somewhere like that. And so he actually wasn't completely even indoctrinated by North Korea. He spent a few years of his life outside of North Korea getting to experience sort of the Western culture and the Western world. So that must have had some impact on him.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would not be surprised. Well, let's hope that he's better than his father, and it sounds like it. But
by all indicators, he appears to be thus far. And yeah, there's some more shocking stuff.
Yep, you're right. It's Switzerland.
Okay, that was where he was in Bern, you said?
Yeah.
So
feel the burn.
We were talking about pacifism, and there was some stuff you guys were saying a few moments ago that wasn't on the air that I thought maybe we should say on the air. So yeah. I halted that conversation.
So we were comparing sort of pacifism to Gandhi, and the terminology will get used together. And I've done a small amount of research on this. I mean, I can't say that I'm any kind of expert. There's plenty of people who are more researched than I am. Gandhi. Gandhi's tactics he called Satyagura, and pardon me if I don't speak Indian, Satyagura or something to that effect. And he, it loosely translates to insistence on truth or holding firmly to truth. And this, it's more of a, it was here in the Wikipedia article, generally known as a nonviolent resistance or civil resistance tactic. Now, that's not pacifism in the same way. You could use the salt marshes as an example where, in tens of thousands, certainly thousands of Indians lined up and got hit in the head by British MPs or whatever they were, soldiers, as they were attempting to take the salt mines that they felt were their national right. And
I think it was the take salt from the beaches.
Yeah,
they were doing sea salt.
I think you're right about that.
But I thought it was some kind of mining involved. Anyway, that's what I'd heard.
That the British were requiring them to buy mined salt rather than using the sea salt that they had used in the past.
Thank you very much.
Don't quote me.
So in that circumstance, they kept coming. Now I would contend that pacifism. There would be no force. There would be no moving towards a person with whom you disagree. You should give way in every instance. And that includes giving way when somebody wants you to, not go on a particular piece of property that you believe is yours and a variety of things.
Well, where do you get your definition of pacifism from?
This is what I've the conclusion I've come to over time, that there is no pacifism.
Okay. Well, obviously the pacifists disagree with you on that. We'll continue the discussion. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you're saying it wasn't pacifist because they went there in the first place?
They kept coming.
855.
They met with the resistance. They met the resistance.
450-FREE. It's Free Talk.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com. IRSWealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Do you consider yourself a pacifist? And if so, how do you define it? Because there appears to be a range of definitions and understanding. Everything from, and I'm on the Wikipedia page here about it, generally, pacifism is, or someone who is a pacifist, is one who has an opposition to war, militarism, or violence. An absolute pacifist, as defined here, cited apparently by the British Broadcasting Corporation, is one who believes that human life is so valuable that a human should never be killed and war should never be conducted, even in self-defense. The principle is described as difficult to abide by consistently due to violence not being available as a tool to aid a person who's being harmed or killed.
Not violence, that's force. Violence means is from the root word violate, which suggests that you initiate force.
Oh, really? You can't use the term violence in defensive in the realm
it
of
is used that
force?
Way all the time. I'm just
I think in modern colloquial English you can.
Yeah,
but,
I would continue
about the origin.
Yeah, I'm only making the point that hey, you know, words have meaning. Let's try to stick with them.
So I guess really it comes down to where each individual would define it. So I read a book by Peace Pilgrim, which is an excellent book. It's about this lady who basically gives up all her possessions, excepting a toothbrush and some flyers. And she's got this tunic that she wears. She walks around all around the United States for decades. And that's basically what she does. Sort of like, you know, Forrest Gump running across the United States. Well, she did this for real and walked across back and forth across the United States. And at one point, she does discuss pacifism in her book and that she believes that she is a pacifist. And she gives cites an example of where she, as a pacifist, stepped in to defend someone but didn't use didn't do anything but put her body in between the attacker and this person. There was like a, the situation was a little girl was trapped by some lecherous, rapist kind of guy in a barn, and she stepped in the way in between the two of them, fully expecting to have this, attacker attack her and, you know, hit her or beat her or kill her. And she was literally willing to throw her body in between the two, but just her stepping in between was enough to dissuade this person from the attack. He turned around and left.
And I think that's a fine use of the term pacifism until one begins to dig into the term pacifism. And I've done a lot of that, being a Quaker, and you know, one of the central tenets of Quakerism is peace. They have the peace testimony. And pacifism is a term that's often used in conjunction with Quakers. I've spent a lot of time looking, and I would contend that what Peace Pilgrim did, also a Quaker from my understanding, was non-violent resistance. So she resisted that attacker. She played agent for that girl to resist that attacker in a non-violent way, as opposed to being a pacifist. And a pacifist would, to my definition, best I can understand, a pacifist does not give resistance, because isn't force resistance?
And you're saying just the standing in the way, being willing to accept the blows, you're saying that is resistance.
It's right. If you put up your hand to block a blow coming to your head, that is a form of resistance. If you put up your hand to block a blow going to someone else's hand, that is a form of resistance. If you put your face in the way of the blow going to somebody else, it is simply a form of resistance. That's all my claim is.
You make a strong argument. So you're saying there is no pacifism.
There is no pacifism. The best
I can
come up with.
Violent resistance or nonviolent resistance.
There's different forms of resistance. And I would claim, I would not use the term violent resistance. I don't think you can resist violently. You can only resist with force.
I see.
And so what I would contend is look, can I not, as a person who loves peace and abhors violence, can I not use force to prevent an attacker from harming someone? And can I not lovingly do that? Is that not possible? Because I believe it is.
Well, the Church of the Invisible Hand would agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Quakers have to say on the subject, but we're right there with you.
I believe you can, with love and respect, send that person to see their maker, if that's what you have to do.
The principle of peace, to me, means you preserve the peace by not yourself initiating force, but you know, we believe that you should respond vigorously in when attacked, and that you should you know, make sure that that person thinks twice before they do that to another person, if they do any more thinking at all.
I think you, as a Quaker, speaking as my belief as a Quaker, you must come to where whatever place that of God within you says that you should do in a given circumstance. So I took an oath to love, honor, and protect a particular woman, and I believe that that extends to her progeny. And so, therefore, that oath says to me that I've got to do that. I've got to protect her. And I don't think there's anything wrong with using some kind of force to do that. What I think is wrong is in your heart, if you enjoy it, if you relish it, if you look forward to it. If I grit my teeth and I say, God, I've been waiting to do this to somebody, and you have given me the opportunity, and I'm going to jug you right in your heart, or whatever it is that one does, that, I believe, is where the sin occurs.
So then you would accept then the definition of pacifism that is more of a general definition of just against war, being against initiatory violence.
You can use that terminology if you want, and we can have a conversation if that's as long as we define terms. But we need to define terms.
Yeah. Well, that's the definition here, according to a dictionary.
Yeah, but people don't look at it that way. If you say,
well,
I'm a pacifist.
Well, it sounds like you're describing absolute pacifism, right, which at least the Wikipedia page puts aside as one school of pacifist thought, but not the only school of pacifist
thought. So you're
saying
absolute
pacifism. I think they would agree with you that there are no consistent absolute pacifists.
But if
you torture somebody enough, eventually you can get them to move to try to push you away.
But if you say,
anybody.
So if I say I'm a pacifist, if I go on the radio and say, hey, I'm a pacifist, it isn't going to be too long and too many times that I say that somebody's going to call in and say, oh, yeah, what are you going to do if somebody's raping your wife? Right. Like, that's the question. Well, whatever I have to do. That's the answer to that question. And that doesn't, to my mind, I think that person's right. If you cannot come, if a term doesn't mean one thing, then it doesn't mean anything. And pacifism doesn't mean one thing to people. It means a whole bunch of different things. So therefore, you have this cloudy, murky term that is of no particular use.
I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. I mean, there are certainly different types of libertarians out there. There are anarcho-capitalists, there are party libertarians, there are geo-libertarians, NCAPs. I think I mentioned that one already. But
there's the Georgists.
Georgists, yeah. Or geo-libertarians.
There's anarcho-primitivists. Those people are interesting.
Yeah, anarcho-individualists, yeah. Probably would fit into the libertarians. Yeah.
Some libertarian
all
wants to call themselves.
Different shades of meaning for libertarianism. Nonetheless, we can take libertarian and give it a definition that encompasses all of those things by just saying that a libertarian is a person opposed to the initiation of force, and then break it down further and say an anarchist is a person who believes that initiation of force would be minimized by having no state at all, and an anarchist is someone who believes that initiation of force can be minimized by submitting to the smaller evil of taxation, and using that money to prevent as much initiation of force as possible.
Okay.
I happen to be an anarchist, but I can respect both positions.
I can respect your claim here that pacifism is a greater term that refers to, at the very least, some people who are nonviolent resistors in the area of state war. Fine by me. The reason I would contend that you shouldn't use it is because that's the only definition that particularly works for pacifism, and that it muddies the waters when you use it. Terms should clarify as opposed to obfuscate.
So a better word, anti-war?
Yeah. Anti-war is just a better word than pacifist. And I understand many people don't like using a negative to describe themselves. Mm-hmm. But I truly am against war, generally. I'm still looking for that just war, and I think that it could quite possibly exist. There are people, there are nations that have been attacked by other nations, and fighting back, I think, is completely justified. Now, I would question whether fighting back to your border or fighting to the capital city of that other nation. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about that, but I do think once an aggression has been meted out, that there's some kind of punitive aspect might be in play. However, just because a nation attacks your nation doesn't mean everybody who lives in that the aggressing nation is necessarily your enemy. It's very difficult.
I like what Muhammad recommended to his followers, and that would be that once the attackers cease and retreat, that you should not follow them, that you should not pursue them.
There's a limited number of times I'm going to permit that before I follow them, but that would be my inclination.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More of the surprising reforms being implemented by Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.